Beware of hecklers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Monday's Donald Trump rally in Michigan has become famous as the one where he dissed Secretary Clinton in Yiddish.
She was going to beat Obama. She was favored to win, and she got she lost.
I didn't realize we had to censor Yiddish. Anyway, it was interesting for another reason. There appeared to be an organized group of hecklers sprinkled around the packed arena, including one in the crowd right behind Mr. Trump's podium. And they would interrupt him every 10 minutes or so throughout the speech. It was very annoying, but he kept his cool.
Yeah, be nice to him. Don't hurt him. See how nice I'm being?
And finally, he made a promise I haven't seen reported anywhere so far.
You know the funny thing? And I mean this. I could take those three people. The three people. They'll say it was a massive, massive demonstration. If I put them in a room and talk to them, really had lunch with them, had dinner with them, and I'd do it. I really believe if somebody would give them the message, it would be a positive thing. I really believe that.
Trump breaking bread with his hecklers? I don't know. You want to be careful. Those hecklers can be very persuasive. You know who else agreed to meet with his hecklers?
So, look, here's what we could do. Now, you don't have to escort them out. They'll sit down. I promise I'll talk to you afterwards.
And he did. In fact, President Obama met several times with hecklers on the immigration issue in 2014. And a few months later, he issued that executive order to protect them from deportation. The same one that was ruled illegal a year later. So I'm just saying, watch out, Mr. Trump. They might talk you out of that beautiful wall. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.